Today's Shia's Masechta, Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel. We're going to begin in Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the fourth wide line. It says the Mishnah, Ivek Chavim Vatel, Avodah Chavim Shaloi Vishal Chaveri. A guy has the right to be Mavatel, his own Avodah Zarah, and also the Avodah Zarah of someone else, of another guy. The Rishonim explain that when the Mishnah is saying Shaloi Vishal Chaveri, it doesn't only mean his Avodah Zarah, if the other Akum worships the same Avodah Zarah that he does, but the halacha is, even if the Akum worships another Avodah Zarah, the same din would be in place. The guy has the ability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Yisrael, however, Yisrael, ain't mevatel Avodah Kachavim, Yisrael cannot be mevatel Avodah Kachavim, even of an Avodah Kachavim. As the Mefarshim explain, a Jew can't be mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, nor can he be mevatel the Avodah Zarah of an Akum. And I saw that the Mefarshim explain, and it's very much connected to what we discussed in the previous year, because the obligation of a Jew to Avodah Zarah and the obligation of a guy to Avodah Zarah is different. A guy has an obligation to destroy Avodah Zarah. He's not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. A Jew has much deeper obligation. Not only is he now allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, similar to a guy, we learned in the previous year, we discussed it, a Jew has to be goyness, he has to bury the Avodah Zarah. So burial is the opposite of being mevatel. Mevatel means that it no longer exists. Burial means that it exists, that exists and I have to bury it. And therefore a Jew doesn't have that ability, and a guy does have an ability. Interesting machloikis that I saw, machloikis rishonim, is what will be the halacha if a guy appoints a Jew to be his shliach to be mevatel Avodah Zarah on his behalf? How do we understand the Jew's inability to be mevatel Avodah Zarah? Do we understand the Jew's inability? The Jew is not in the parasha bittel. Or do we understand that he can't be mevatel Avodah Zarah on his own behalf, his own Avodah Zarah, but to be mevatel as the shliach of an akum, perhaps that is acceptable. Continues the Mishnah, Hamvatel Avodah Kachavim, some is Mevatel Avodah Zarah, Mevatel Mishem Sheha. He can be Mevatel the accessories of the Avodah Zarah. And there's a Machloikis Rishonim how to understand what this means. Some understand Mevatel Mishem Sheha that automatically, as soon as you Mevatel the Avodah Zarah of the, as soon as you Mevatel the Avodah Zarah, all of the accessories become Batel also, because they're all connected to the Avodah Zarah. Another pshat is that no, you need a specific bittel on the accessories. The bittel on the Avodah Zarah doesn't automatically affect the bittel on the Misham Sheha. If you mevatel Misham Sheha, but let's say you only mevatel the accessories, as we just explained, the accessories follow the Avodah Zarah, but the Avodah Zarah doesn't follow the accessories, and therefore Misham Sheha Mutarin, the accessories will be Mutar, but the Avodah Zarah will remain Asur. Another interesting Machlokes Rishonim is we clearly indicated in our Mishnah that Yisrael does not have the ability to mevatel Avodah Zarah. What will be the halacha? Does Yisrael have the ability to mevatel accessories? We're learning clearly in our Mishnah that accessories are less serious than the Avodah Zarah itself. And the Rishonim debate, does Yisrael have the ability to mevatel the accessories, the meshamshim of Avodah Zarah? Continues the Gemara. Masnin le Rebbe le Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. Rebbe was teaching his son Reb Shimon, and he taught him the following din. Din that we learned in the Mishnah. A guy has the ability to mevatel his own Avodah Zarah and the other guy's Avodah Zarah, which clearly implies that he doesn't have the ability to mevatel the Avodah Zarah of a Jew, only Shel Chaveroi. Amalei Rebbe, so Reb Shimon says to his father Rebbe, interesting Darki Moshe based on this Gemara, Darki Moshe says that let's say someone's father is his Rebbe. What does he call him? Rebbe or father? So Darki Moshe says that our Gemara clearly teaches us that he should call him Rebbe. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that it's only in a situation like Rebbe, who was the undisputed Gadol Hador, there a son calls his father Rebbe. But if he's not Rebbe, and the father prefers or doesn't mind being called father, you could call him father. You could call him father. So Rav Shimon says to his father Rebbe, Shanis Lana Bialdasecha, you taught us when you were younger. Farshim said Bialdasecha means when you were still a bachar. Ayvikachavim Vatla Vadis Kacham Shalai, Shay Yisrael, that Ayvikachavim has the ability not only to mivatl his avodah zara, but even vatl the avodah zara of a Yisrael, which is of course a very difficult statement, because the Yisrael become a vatla. Does he have the ability to mivatl the avodah zara of Yisrael? For her, the son besaysiksev. We learned in the previous year, we said it in Mishnah, the avodah zara of a Jew can never become bottle. Amar Rav Hillel b'Reid Rav Alis. Says Rav Hillel in explaining Rebbe's statement, by Nitzrucha, it's referring to a situation, Shiyesh Lebashotvus. Of course, an Akum does not have the ability to mevatel the avodah zara of a Jew. Rebbe, who said that he did, is referring to a situation where a Jew and an Akum are partners in the avodah zara, and that's when Rebbe said that he could be mevatel the avodah zara, not only of his avodah zara, but even the avodah zara of a Yisrael. So now, the story of Mepharshim explained the Gemara, b'yaldusa ma'kasavar b'gznuknusa ma'kasavar. The way the Mepharshim explained this, Rav Shimon is turning around to his father. Now I understood your original statement. So now, how are we to understand what happened here? Are we to understand that you had one psak when you were younger, and then you changed your mind when you got older? Or are we to understand that you gave a psak now because you forgot what you said originally? And if you would have remembered what you said originally, you may say, you know what, that's still the right psak. Says the Gemara, B'yaldusa sova, Yisrael data davi kacham polach. When Rebbe was young, he assumed that the Jew worshipping Avodah Zarah is not an independent act, it's completely contingent on the Akum's worshipping the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Kivin David Kacham Vatl the Navshe, if David Kacham is being Vatl the Avodah Zarah, the Jew's part automatically comes along. The Yisrael Namim Vatl. But then, says the Gemara Zaknusa, Rebbe realized that the worship of the Jew is not specifically connected to the worshipping of the Akum. He's only worshipping, it has nothing to do with the Akum. And therefore, when the Avodah Zarah is mevatel the Avodah Zarah, the Nafshei, it's only his own Avodah Zarah he's being mevatel that has no effect on the portion that belongs to the Jew. The Yisrael Leibotel, and therefore the Avodah Zarah, the portion that belongs to a Jew, remains awesome. So I saw the Mepharshim ask, if that's what Rebbe is saying, he's really not saying anything that makes sense. Why? What the Gemara is teaching us is, according to Rebbe's final psak, is when a Yisrael and an Akum are shutvim, are partners in an Avodah Zarah, the Akum has the ability to mevatel his portion, the Yisrael's portion remains the way it is. But we learned many times that when we speak about a deraisa, there's a concept of ein breira. We don't know whose is whose. So what is the effectiveness of the bittel of the akum if the Jew's portion is still not mevotel? In fact, I saw a mefarshim that suggests that that is the difference of the yaldusa of Rebbe versus the zaknusa of Rebbe. When Rebbe was young, he felt that this was, he held yesh breira. And when he got old, he held Ein Breira. But it's difficult to explain the Gemara that way because we still have our question. If Ein Breira, so what is his bittel accomplishing? So Rishonim attempt to say that's referring to Avodah Zarah that's made out of different parts, maybe even out of different materials, and it's clearly identifiable which part belonged to the Yisrael and which part belonged to the Akum. The Rishonim are troubled with that teretz. Because if that's the case, it's a no-brainer. It's obvious. The Yisrael's part is the Yisrael's part. The Akum's part is the Akum part. The Akum's mevatel his, and the Yisrael's mevatel his. Not mevatel his. What's going on? So some want to say that the Gemara's limud is that the part that the, let's say the Avodah Zarah is worth $1,000. And the guy was mevatel his share, it's worth $500. The Akum was mevatel his share, worth $500. The Yisrael's share is not subject to bittul, is worth another $500. Since the bittul of the Akum is an effective bittul, that portion can now be sold because it's not considered Avodah Zarah. Continues the Gemara. Ikad Masna La Sefer. Others, however, have the same Shaklataria, but they refer to the Sefer of our Mishnah. It said in the Sefer of our Mishnah, Yisrael Mevatel Avodah Kachavim Shalav Kachavim. The Yisrael doesn't have the ability to Mevatel Avodah Kachavim, the Avodah Zarah of a Goy. As in Rav Pshita, we explained that a Jew has no ability to do Bittul. And that answers the Rav Hilbereder of Alice, that what is the Mishnah referring to? It's referring to a situation where the Goy and the Jew are Shutvim in the Avodah Zarah. The Kamashmalan Yisrael, who don't invite the Avodah Kachavim, the Yisrael has no ability to do any Bittul here, certainly not his share, nor even the share of the Akum. Avodah Kachavim, the Nafshim Mevatel, the Goy has the ability to Mevatel his share, and even though the Yisrael's share is not subject to Bittul. Ik the Masmalan Braisa. Others say that Rav Hilbereder Ravalis said his statement regarding what we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rav Shem Benashi Oimer, Avod Kacham Shi Yisrael, the Avod Kacham of Yisrael, Ein Lebitl Olamis, can never become bottle. Ask him, what does he mean to say with these strong words, with this extra word Olamis? On that, Amar Rav Hilbereder Ravalis, Le Nitzuch is referring to a situation, Sheesh Le Lev Kacham Ba Shutfis, where Avod Kacham Di Yisrael Ha Ashutfim, Kamashman, the Yisrael Data the Nafshe Polak. Says the Mishnah. So now that we learned at least that the Akum has the ability to do Bittul, ask the Mishnah Ketzim Mevatla, exactly how is this Bittul accomplished? Says the Mishnah Kata Rosh Oznoi, if he cut off its nose, Rosh Chaitma, Oznoi is the ear, Chaitma is the nose, Rosh Itzpa, the finger, Pichsa, or he dented it, Afish Leichisra, even though he didn't actually diminish the Avodah Zarah, Bitla, it becomes Bati. So Rishonim explained that the way to understand this Mishnah is in a Lozu Afsu method. Certainly when you cut off the ear, where it's noticeable, but even if you cut off the nose, the tip of the nose, and not only if you cut off the tip of the nose, but even if you cut off just the tip of the finger, and not only if you just cut off the tip of the finger, but even if you just dented it, it's considered an effective Bitla. The Sefer Shoshanam Ladavid asks an interesting question. The Mishnah began with a question. Ketzem Mevatla. How is Bittul done? And the Mishnah should have answered, Koiteya, you should cut off. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Kata, he did. That's not the answer to the question. The Mishnah is asking, what should you do? And the Mishnah should answer, what you should do. So he says two very nice terutzim. One terutz goes back to a din that we've learned. That the halach is that Yisrael is mevatel avodah zarah even by karcha. Kata, even if he was forced to do it, it's an effective bittul. Another teretz that he says, very nice teretz. He says as follows. Mishnayos were written for Jews to learn, not for Akum to learn. So he says, if the Mishnah, but this Mishnah isn't speaking, it's a very interesting type of Mishnah. You have a Mishnah in Shas that's not speaking to Jews. It's a Mishnah that's talking to Goyim, because Jew can't be mevatel avodah zarah. So it's not talking to us. So when we speak to a Jew, the Mishnah could give directive. You Jew, you want to be mevatel avodah zarah, the way to do it is koiteya. But the Mishnah can't give directive to Akum. That's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon Kata, that's the effective means of Bittul. However, says the Mishnah, there's also, the Mefarshim make a very interesting point. They say, our Mishnah, now Gemara, we're going to get into it in a moment, give different methods on how to do Bittul. So they say, it really depends on the size of the Avodah Zarah. The larger the Avodah Zarah, the more of a significant act of Bittul is required. Continues the Mishnah, Rok b'fanah, Hishta b'fanah, Gora, if somebody spit in front of the Avodah Zarah, or urinated, or schlepped it, Zark b'asa tzaya, or threw tzaya at it, Harezo in a b'tayla, because as the Gemara will explain, these are all temporary, and we think that the Akum just got angry at the Avodah Zarah, and he'll calm down, and nothing happened. Although, I did see that there's a machloikus rishonim. Some Rishonim say that when our Mishnah says the Rok B'Fanei, Hishta B'Fanei are ineffective, that's if it was a one-time event. If somebody spit at it, he gets get angry, he'll get over it. But let's say he's constantly being Rok B'Fanei, so the fact that he's doing it on a regular basis, that is considered an effective means of bittul. Furthermore, I saw other Rishonim that differentiate between when somebody is Mevatel is on Avodah Zarah, versus, we learned in the previous Mishnah, you can mevatel, a guy can mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, or he can mevatel someone else's Avodah Zarah. And they differentiate, when he's being mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, this is ineffective. When he's being mevatel someone else's Avodah Zarah, these means may, yes, be effective, form a bittul. Continues the Mishnah, Machra Mishkana, if the Akum sold or put up the Avodah Zarah as a pledge, and as the Rishonim explain, what does this mean? Now let's say the Akum borrowed money and he put up the Avodah Zarah as a mashkin, it's collateral, and now the time for paying the loan comes and he leaves the Avodah Zarah mashkin by the Malva. According to Rebbe, that is effective, means a bittul, chamar minloi bittul. The Gemara will explain why. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah taught us in the Reisha, that if somebody dented the Avodah Zarah, even though he didn't diminish it, it's still an effective means of bittul. Ask the Gemara, Kalei Chisra, if he didn't diminish it, but my bittul, why is this an effective means of bittul? Answer the Gemara, Amar of Zera, Shepichsa b'fanel, that he dented it in the face, and it's a noticeable difference. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah taught us, that Raka b'fanel, or Hishta b'fanel, he spit in front of it, or he urinated in front of it, it's not an effective bittul. Ask the Gemara, why not? Isn't that very degrading? Menani Mili, where does the Mishnah take that psak from? Answers the Gemara, Amechiski Damakra. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, V'haya Kirov, when he gets hungry, and his Avodah Zarah didn't provide him with a good salary, V'skatzif, he gets angry, V'kilav B'malka Bilkov, he curses his king, he curses his God, Upana Lamala, now he becomes religious, he believes in God. However, V'ksibasre, the Pasuk continues to say, V'l'eretz Yabit, he quickly goes back to look at the earth, v'nitzar v'chasheicha. Says the Gemara, what is the Pasuk teaching us? The afogav, the kilo malkav alahav. He got very angry. It's very temporary. It's fleeting. Upon alamal of alar of tiyabit. And therefore, we don't consider this as an effective bittul. So we learned at the end of the Mishnah, the machloikas of Revi and the Chachamim, if mechira or mashkin is considered an effective means of bittul. Says the Gemara, Ziri Amar Rav Yochanan Rav Yimri Barba Abba Amar Rav Chadam Amachloikas B'Tzarif Ovik Chofim. One says when the Rebbe and the Rabbanan argue, when the person they sold it to was someone who is a smelter, works with metals, who's an Akum. Where Rebbe says the fact that he sold it to him, even though he's an Akum, he knows that the Akum is going to melt it down, so obviously it's a bittul. Whereas Rabbanan hold no. He assumes that since the person who's buying it from is an Akum would never degrade an Avodah Zarah. Ava B'Tzarif Yisrael, if the person that he sold it to was a Jew, there, Divrei Hakol, everybody will agree that's an effect of mean the Bittul, even the Chachamim. We have here a very big Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says that although the Mishnah, the Gemara, says Tzarif Akum, Tzarif Yisrael, doesn't mean that he's a Tzarif. It means an Akum versus a Yisrael. Why did the Gemara use the word Tzarif? Because typically, who's going to buy a metal Avodah Zarah? Someone who's in the metal business. It doesn't mean specifically a Tzairif. Other Rishayim disagree. And they say it's specifically a Tzairif. That's when, if you sold it to a Tzairif Yisrael, so he assumes that what's he going to do with it? He'll melt it down. But if the person's not a Tzairif, even if he's a Yisrael, he's certainly going to just sell it on and not be mevatelit, or keep it maybe even worse for himself. And there the Chachamim will not agree with Rebbe. Continues the Gemara. The Charamar, the other opinion holds, that the Machloikas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon is strictly B'Tzarif Yisrael Machloikas. The Machloikas is by B'Tzarif Yisrael. But this opinion doesn't say what will be the case by B'Tzarif Akum. And therefore ask the Gemara, Ibailu, how are we to understand this opinion? Are we to understand this opinion? B'Tzarif Yisrael Machloikas. The Machloikas is strictly by Tzarif Yisrael. Ava B'Tzarif Avika Chavim, Divrei Hakloi Bittel, Rebbe will agree to Rabbanan that that's not an effective means of Bittel. I don't know, the way to understand this opinion is that they argue no matter to whom it was sold, whether it's Tzarif Yisrael or Tzarif Akam. So Gemara attempts to bring a raya from the following braisa, Toshma. It says in a braisa, Dama Rebbe, Nirin Dvarai Kshemach L'Chavola, I think that my opinion is right when it was sold L'Chavola for destruction. Gemara is going to explain what that means in a moment. V'Divrei Chaverim, my colleague's opinion is correct, Shemach L'Avda, when it was sold for worship. Ask them, what does Rebbe mean? My L'Chavola, my L'Avda, what does he mean? Ilem L'Chavola, L'Chavola Malnish, that I'm correct when it was sold expressly to be destroyed. And the Rebbe, the Rabbanan are right, of the love of the Mamish, that they're probably right when it was sold for worship. Impossible, then it doesn't make any sense. My time demand on a bitel, my time demand on a loy bitel. If it was sold for worship, how could anybody argue that its effective means a bitel? And if on the other hand it was sold expressly for destruction, how could anybody argue that it's not an effective means a bitel? So that can't be what Rebbe means. Elolav, the way to understand Rebbe's statement is as follows. L'chavlo doesn't mean for destruction. It means remisha asa l'chavlo. The person who's likely to have destroyed. Who's that? Manu Tzarif Yisrael. And l'avdoi doesn't mean they were sold expressly for worship. Rather it means l'misha asa l'avdoi. The person who's likely to worship it. Who's the person likely to worship it? Manu Tzarif Avdu K'chavim. And what is Rebbe saying? Rebbe is saying as follows, according to this understanding, that I and the Rabbanan argue whether it's a Tzarif Yisrael or whether it's a Tzarif Avik Chavim. But he's conceding that my opinion makes more sense when the purchaser was a Tzarif Yisrael, and the Rabbanan's opinion make more sense when the purchaser was a Tzarif Akum. But what do we see? That they're arguing in both cases. Shmamino, Bemezeh, Bemezeh, Machlokes. That's not necessarily the way to understand the Braisa. Rather, the Braisa could be understood as follows. Hachi kama. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Devar L'Chaverai. That even though the Rabbanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, dispute Rebbe, they will agree that it was sold L'Chavolo, that it was sold to whom? Tzarif Yisrael. That's an effective bittel. For says Rebbe, Sh'af Chaverai Lo Nechel Kualai. My colleagues only dispute me, only in the case Shemach L'Avdai, when it was sold for worship, when it was sold to a goy. Avel Chavola, if it was sold to a Jew, there is no dispute mightily. Ask the Gemara, Meisei, it says in the following Braisa, Halokeach Grutos Men Avdik Chavim. If somebody buys scrap silver from the Akum, or Motzban Avodik Chavim, and he found amongst that scrap Avodik Zorah, even though he did a ma'isa kinyan, a ma'isa mashicha, but he didn't pay for it, so it's not really his. And therefore, since it's not really his, he always could claim nekach tos and back out. Why could he back out? Because he doesn't want avodah zarah, because the Yisrael is going to have to dispose of it. So I saw that the stipler says, we learned that certainly, at least according to Rebbe, that an Akum selling Avodah Zorah is a Maisa Bittel. So what's the discussion here? Isn't that a Maisa Bittel? Says the stipler, even if you'll follow the Rebbe's opinion that a Mechir is a Maisa Bittel, it's only when you know you're selling it. Here he sold him scrap unaware that there's Avodah Zorah amongst the scrap. In a situation where you're unaware that there's Avodah Zorah, nobody, even Rebbe, cannot argue that it's a Maisa Bittel. Furthermore, I saw the Achronim debate. The Braisa speaks about a specific situation where a Jew did Mashicha, but he didn't pay for it. That's when, as I said a second ago, he could claim Mekach Tos. What would be if the opposite happened? He paid, but didn't do Mashicha. There are some Paiskim that say it doesn't make a difference. Unless both things happen, that there was Mashicha and there was payment, the Jew could always back out. But there are other Paiskim that say no, that in the Goyish world, as soon as money talks, and as soon as he pays, the fact that he did it didn't do Mashiach is irrelevant, and he can no longer back out. Imachalei Nosa Mas, Mashach Yachzer, he could back out, say Mekach Tos, But if he paid already, and he did Mashicha, it's now his, and he can't, and he has to dispose of it by throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. So I saw Gevaldig Kasha in the Shas HaChus to Rechaim. We've spoken about this. Actually, the Gemara will speak about it later in the Masechta. There's a concept of Reitza B'Kiyumai. A Jew is not allowed to want or in any way have a situation where he wants the Avodah Zarah of a Jew to exist. So what happened here? The Jew bought the scraps of silver from the Akum. Amongst them, he found the Avodah Zarah. If he keeps it, so the deal's a deal. If he gives it back, so the Akum is going to have to give him back the value of the Avodah Zarah. And the price is paskaling, as long as he gives it back before Mashiach was done, before money was paid, he's fine. Isn't this the case of Reitz B'Kiyumah? If there won't be the Avodah Zarah, if he won't return the Avodah Zarah to the Akum will never reimburse him, or the Akum will never renegotiate. So why is this not called Reitz B'Kiyumah? So the Rechaim is very troubled with this question, and the answer he gives is that we're referring to a situation where the Jew has an upper hand over the Akum, and the Akum has no choice but to do whatever the Jew says. For if it's a situation where the Akum can negotiate with the Jew, it will be considered Reitz B'Kiyumah. Continues the Gemara. If we'll say that the Machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanan is referring to Tzarif of the Kachavim, Avil B'Tzarif Yisrael, if he sold the Tzarif Yisrael, the Rehakob B'Yitl, Hamani, whose opinion will this be? Isn't this considered a Mais B'Yitl? Answer to the Gemara, Shani Hosam Adata the Grutah Zovin, Adata the Kachavim Loi Zovin, and therefore everybody will agree it's not a Mais B'Yitl. Tanabonin, Love Olea, if somebody lent money based on Avodah Zarah, or a building fell on it, or it was stolen, or the owners left it and they went away. The halacha is, we'll explain this in a moment, if they're going to come back, ain't a betailer. So the braisa that we just started quoting mentioned a number of scenarios. And the Gemara says, why were all of those specific scenarios taught? He just used it only for collateral. So that's why it's not considered an act of bittul. Avon nafla mepalus, in a case where a building fell on it. Midla koi mafnala, since the Akum hasn't gone through the trouble of removing the rubble from the top of the Avodah Zarah, it's clear, aim a bituli batla, clearly he did a mais bittul. Tzricha. The fact that the Avodah Zarah still continues to exist, albeit under the rubble, it's not considered a Mais HaBittel. V'itan enafla ma'paros mishum desava ha'machas. The Avodah Zarah is here. Kol emes to be in a law, and whenever I want to retrieve it, shakil in the law. I'll be able to take it. Ava gunvu listed. In a case where it was stolen. Midla kama hadabasra. It's not anymore under his control. And we don't see him trying to retrieve it. Clearly, betula batla, it means there is a mevatlet. That's why we have to say that too is not a bais betul. The tana konvul listen. If we had the case of konvul listen, mishum desavu, he's of the opinion, if the Akum were to take it, mifach pakala, he's going to worship it. So if it's not me worshipping it, thinks the guy, it'll be another guy. Yisrael shakla, and let's say it was a Jewish ganef, he thinks to himself, I did the Me'ayus Karim. The Avodah Zarah is very valuable. What's the Jewish listing going to do with it? He may not worship it. And we have an interesting phenomena. We have here a Jew who's a listing, but he's not going to be an Ovid Avodah Zarah. What's he going to do? Mazmul Olav Kachavim. He's going to sell it to another Ovid Kachavim, or Poloch Lo. And therefore, he's satisfied that the Avodah Zarah continues to be worshipped. Avel Nichu Abalim. In a case where the Balaam just left it. And they traveled overseas. Midla Shakubadayu. The fact that they didn't take it along with them to their travels. Isn't that clearly a indication that Betlu Betlu, that they certainly were Mavatlet? That's why Tzricha, we needed all of these cases. And the Braisa continued. Im asina laksak mechem shishua, ain't a betela. Says the Gemara, what happened with mechem shishua? Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael, and he chased out the Akum. So what does it mean that they came, they're gonna come back? Midi mechemes Yeshua me'ahada hader? Did the Akum return by the mechemes Yeshua? Says the Gemara. Im asinim lachsor, if they are going to come back, harayu ku mechemes Yeshua, it's considered like the case of the mechemes Yeshua, that even though Yeshua effectively chased out the Akum from Eretz Yisrael, that didn't take away that the Avodah Zorah and the Asherah remained Avodah Zorah, and they didn't have Bittul. Veil and Bittul. Ask the Gemara, fine. So what the Brice is trying to teach us is that this Avodah Zorah, where the Akum left, is not Bittul. So the Brice should have just said it very simply. V'lamali l'mitla b'machemes Yeshua. What is the connection to the story with Yeshua? Answers the Gemara, Milsa agav urcha k'mashmon. The Brice wants to teach us another halacha. Ki ha'dam rav Yehuda merav. Yisrael shezok levena l'shtak v'slo. If Yisrael picked up a brick with the intention of worshipping it, and Rashi says specifically a brick because a brick is noticeable, and then a goy bows down to it, even though the Jew didn't worship it, Osra, it becomes considered the avodah zarah of a Jew. Because the fact that the Jew showed that he wants this avodah zarah worship, because that was his original act, is clearly an indication that that's what I want, and what he wants is therefore carried out. A number of interesting points to make. Tosfos, this is machlokes rishonim. Rashi says that when is the halacha that if Yisrael picked up a brick and a guy bows down to it, it becomes avodah zarah? If the guy bows down to the brick that the Jew picked up, but let's say the guy will take a different brick that the Jew owns and bow down to it, says Rashi, that wouldn't be avodah zarah. It has to be the specific brick that the Jew picked up. Tosfos quotes the opinion of a Rishon, Rabbi Shmuel, that disagrees, and he says even if he picked up another brick, the Jew picked up this brick, and the Akum picks up another brick belonging to the Jew, the fact that the Jew showed that he wants the brick worshipped is an indication that any brick that belongs to the Jew, that Jew that's worshipped, becomes an avodah zarah. Very bechumra. Here we see, what is our Gemara teaching us? Gemara is teaching us, and we're going to get into it more in a moment, that what a person's desire has relevance in halacha. And I saw this concept in halacha, two relevant shailos l'halacha l'maisa. That's the beauty of Torah. The beauty of Torah is that we can learn the sechta avodah zarah, and we can extrapolate to different areas of halacha with this concept. We spoke, I think, fairly recently about the issue of bosses l'davar asur. Shabbos, if I put a wallet on this table right before Shabbos, and there's nothing else on the table besides the wallet, the halacha is this table becomes a bosses l'davar asur, and it's muksa. And I can't move the table, even if the wallet would have been removed. It's a bosses l'davar asur, migad es katzoy l'ben eshmashas es katzoy l'kul yayman. We discussed, let's say you put your wallet on my table, you can't make my table a bosses, you're not the balabas. We're going to speak in tomorrow's year, ein adam ois, dav shein eshalai. What would be the halacha that you put put something on my table, but it's clear that I am satisfied with what you did? Says the Shem Tzion Balacha, based on this Gemara, we see that if I'm satisfied with what you do, it has, even though I didn't do it, it's meaningful in halacha, and the table will be a basis l'davar asur if it's clear that that's what I wanted you to do. But then, I saw the Paiskim use, and I remember a couple of years ago we had the Shaila. What happens if chametz is delivered to your house on Pesach? A couple of years ago there was a Shaila that everybody in our community got a sample box of cereal during Pesach. So, the halacha is that your chotzer is kaina. But our Gemara's teaching is that a kinyan or an act has to be something that you're satisfied with. If somebody dropped chametz in my chotzer, but I don't want the chametz, then it's not mine. And therefore, it might not be a problem. Says the Gemara. Menolan, ask the Gemara, from where indeed do we know that Yisrael picked up a brick to worship it, and the Akum bowed down, it becomes Avodah Zorah. Amar Rav Elazar k'tchila shetz Yisrael. Damar Achmona, v'shrein tzitzim v'esh. The Torah gives us instructions. As we enter at the soul, we have to destroy all the Asherim. Michti. Let's understand this, says the Gemara. Yerusha Hila Mevetzayim. At the soul belongs to Klal Yisrael. So how could the Akum take our Asherim, our land, and make them into make our trees of Avodah Zorah? They know them Oysa Dovah Shein Shaloi. I, V'i Mishum, the Hanach, the Mikoro, the trees that were there before the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, says the Rebbe, Tol Ba'al Masagalu, we should force them, I spoke about this earlier in this year, that they should mevatel the Avodah Zorah, because we said that Avodah Zorah and Akum, we could force a Goy to mevatel, and a Bittel Ba'karach is a Va'al Bittel. Ella, what happened? Mid the Poch Yisrael Egel, if we see that Klai Yisrael, we unfortunately no worship that Egel, Gola Adatayu, that act shows the Nichol Avodah Kham, that they're satisfied with Avodah Zorah. We unfortunately worship their Egel. And therefore, the Kios of the Chavim, when the Avodah Chavim now goes and worships the Asherah, Shlichasu, the two Avdi. The Machna Frayim says, we shouldn't take these words wrong, because we know throughout Shas, ain't Shlichas Lakam. So Shlichasayah doesn't mean actual Shlichas. It's carrying out our will, but not in the halachic term of Shlichas. Hachinami, so too will be in a case. Yisrael Shazaka Levena, Gayadat the Nechle Bavitz Kechavim. The Yisrael that picked up the brick, L'shem Avodah Zorah, clearly indicates that he's satisfied with Avodah Zorah, because Avodah Kechavim Polach Lo, and when Avodah Kechavim now goes and worships it, Shluchusai the Day Kavod, they're doing our Shlichas. Ask the Gemara, the Dilma, maybe that was a one-time event. The Egel who the Nichlehu. It was the Egel that Klai Yisrael showed that they were satisfied, that they wanted to worship. Who says that they wanted to worship other Avodah Zorahs? That we say that the fact that the Goyim worshipped the Avodah Zorah, it's something that we were satisfied with. But midachrin Allah, answers the Gemara, Amakra, Elo Alehech Yisrael. Me'eim melamach evil Alehos Harba. They use the word Alehecha, Ela Alehecha, not just this Avodah Zorah, they wanted to worship all types of Avodah Zorah. Ask the Gemara, Ema, yes, at the moment of Avodah Zorah, of the Avodah Zorah of Egel, given what the Gemara just proved, Klal Yisrael was in a bad place. They wanted to worship Avodah Zorah, but then afterwards they did tshuva. So now these trees that the Akum worshipped in Eretz Yisrael, how do I know that those are the trees from the time of the Egel? Maybe the trees that the Akum planted and worshipped afterwards, where Klal Yisrael were no longer anxious to worship Avodah Zorah. Ema called Bahadi Egel Nitzra. You can't know which tree is which, and therefore all the Asherahs had to be burnt. We don't know which were the Asherahs from the time of the Egel, which came later. Very beautiful vart from the Imre Emes. Imre Emes says like this. What does our Gemara say? That if a Jew wants Avodah Zorah, it's considered as if he already worshipped Avodah Zorah. And therefore the Akum that, it's already like Avodah Zorah, and the Akum is just finishing off what he began. We know all over me the Taiva Meruba me the Peronius. So if a Jew wants to do the good, a right thing, it's certainly, if how our Gemara puts serious blame on a Jew who wants to do the wrong thing, a Jew who wants to do the right thing, certainly me the Taiva Meruba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him schar. Let's look one more Mishnah. Avad Chacham Shnicho Avad Chacham. Avad Chacham left his Avad Zorah, B'Shah Shalom. If he left it where he didn't have to run away, that is an act of bittul. However, b'shas melchama, if it's a shas melchama, asura. That because he just ran because he had no choice. However, I did see the Rishonim say as follows. Let's say that Avodah Chavim left his Avodah Zorah because he had to run because it's wartime. And now, the war is over. So he could have gone back home and retrieved his Avodah Zorah. If he didn't go and retrieve his Avodah Zorah, then it becomes bottle. Machloikis does become bottle l'mafreya or only mekana l'haba. B'mesorah shel ak melachim, the platforms that they made for the Melachim, Harelim Apharis. Even though they put Avodah Zorah on those platforms, they're still Mataris. Nei Shemamid Naisa B'Shash Melachim Avram. Amrav Yimri Ba'aba Amrav. Based Nimrod. The based Nimrod, that was the Avodah Zorah that was worshipped with a Dora Flogo. Harei Kavodz Kachavim Shen Nichu Avar B'Shash Shalom. It's considered like a situation that was left b'shas shalom. Afgav the kibadrin rachmana, when they were dispersed, they weren't dispersed voluntarily, and therefore perhaps it should be considered kishas mulchamadami. It should be considered like a shas mulchama. That our Mishnah just told us that an avodah zara that's left b'shas mulchama is not considered mevatel, since ibarilim ahead a hader. If they always had the opportunity to come back there, the fact that they didn't come back, betuli batla. So the Mefarshim asked, the Beis Nimrod, the story of the Dor HaFagel was a one-time event. Why is our Gemara teaching us the halacha Beis Nimrod? So Mefarshim explained that if there will ever be again such a situation, we should know what the halacha is.